You're listening to Benji B. Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Benji B.
This show contains bad language. If you don't like it, head to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and check out another show.
Benji B at the controls once again, behind the turntables for the next 2 hours on BBC Radio 1. Kicking off with one of my favourite 12 inches of all time. Unquestionable. ESG, UFO, Radio 1. And we play this one for Renee from ESG. I had the good fortune of hanging out with and seeing live this week, just gone. We'll tell you all about that and more in tonight's show. Jam-packed as per usual. We have In3 Records from New York's 40DL. And wow, Digo got it right, man. 2-1 he predicted on last week's World Cup Corner. That feature returns tonight with my good friend Robbo Ranks.
jungle, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right, Furhard House, man.
Yeah?
Furhard House.
Only for the UK. 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 Only for the UK.
Radio 1.
Only for the UK.
And we kept it UK. And we kept it UK. And we kept it UK. And we kept it UK. And we kept it UK. And we kept it UK.
Of course, to Hugh Stevens and Chrissy Chris tonight for looking after you for the last 2 hours. We're broadcasting on BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra simultaneously, two networks,
and we kept you
at the same damn time.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to.
We're keeping it going the same way.
We're all under one roof raving, laughing and joking. You know what I mean?
And that's the name of this one. All Under One Roof raving. Jamie XX, massive week for Young Turks.
It's just the big one, you know what I mean?
You heard the brand new one from FKA Twigs. Second track in tonight.
We do not need anybody. We are independent.
Brand new track called 2 Weeks. Watch out for the video for that. Shout out to Nabil. Benji B on Radio 1. This one brand new from Jamie XX.
Hold on, DJ. The place is packed, and they're telling me hardcore will die. If hardcore will never die, you three say aye.
And we kept it UK. 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 And we kept it UK.
Binge B.
We're doing what we like. You know what it's like. We're doing what we like. You know what it's like. We're doing what we like. You know what it's like. We're doing what we like. You know what it's like. We're doing what we like. You know what 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 we're doing what we like.
Rondell, Top, Kickens, Lee, Fila, Head, Kappa, Elisi, Sergio, Tashini, Burberry, Theodore, Fila, Head, Kappa, Elisi, Rondell, Lacoste, Kickens, Lee, Fila, Head, Kappa, Elisi, Sergio, Tashini, Burberry, Theodore, Fila, Head, Kappa, Elisi, Rondell, Lacoste, Kickens, Lee, Fila, Head, Kappa, Elisi, Sergio, Tashini, Burberry, Theodore, Fila, Head, Kappa, Elisi, Rondell, Lacoste, Kickens, Lee, Fila, Head, Kappa, Elisi, Sergio, Tashini, Burberry, Theodore, Fila, Head, Kappa, Elisi, Rondell, Lacoste, Kickens, Lee.
You're listening to Benji B.
World Cup fever still in full effect. And World Cup Corner returns this week with our special guest. He's a good friend of the show. I've worked with him for many years in this building. And he is the gospel when it comes to dancehall music. His name is Robert Ranks. Keen football fan. And always keeping me up to date with all the latest music from Jamaica. No exaggeration. He joins us on the phone later for this week's World Cup Corner. Shout out to Digo Ranks, getting that 2-1 prediction last week. Wow.
Radio 1.
been a pretty special week for me. Hope you've had a good 7 days. One of the best nights in recent memory for me, without any exaggeration needed, on Friday night. Was honoured to be part of the Meltdown Festival at the South Bank, performing in the Queen Elizabeth Hall alongside Grant Windsor and the 16 Strings. Due to join me on stage felt like a real celebration of all of the music that we play on this show. Shout out to Sam and to Zainab. Big up Aaron and Jane. Everyone involved in putting that show together. And we did a lot of favourites from this show, sort of classic and current. So we touched Pepe Braddock, Deep Burn and Gabriel Refix and stuff like that. But also, we even did Hype Mango actually. But we also did like That's Not Me, Skepta, Travis Scott, Don't Play. Some real up-to-date stuff as well. It's absolutely amazing. It was one of those things actually, when you're on stage, I didn't really get to see how it looked until afterwards, seeing the imagery and stuff. So we had everyone out of their seat for the full hour in the Queen Elizabeth Hall. It's kind of amazing actually. I've never seen the auditorium like that. Thank you to each and every one of you that reached for that. It was a special night for sure. And thanks to Sampha for coming out at the end and blowing everyone's head off, taking us to somewhere completely different, elevating. Completely forgot where I was, standing on stage, under a spotlight even, when he was singing. Indecision with the 16 Strings, simply amazing. Music in the background from the Maghriban. Amok Time. Something new sent through this week. And another special thing that happened this week was on Sunday, just gone, on BBC One Extra.
Had this good feeling when I got up today, like everything was cool, so I went on my way. I guess I walk with a box, so then this profiling cop. Now wait a minute, B.A., yo, don't tell me to stop. So then this profiling cop, with his profiling ass, figured the best thing he could do was find a cat to harass. The little kitten was me, not that one in the tree, the black one with the promise and the wish to be free. I mean, damn police, man, can't you leave me alone? I'm a prince, plus important, plus this business I'm on. See this racket I'm in, it needs somebody like me. All of us is concentrating on the things that we see, how much we make. So you see, ain't great, you not making a slate, cause it's just in our fate. I refuse to get blue, so just handle your thing. Yo, what's happening today? Yo, we gotta bring back that feeling.
Don't you go, girl, don't you hide.
Always puzzled me how that record never saw the light of day officially. Back in the day when there was promo EPs, promo 12-inch packs, that one was in so many DJs' record box, and yet somehow Arista Records decided against releasing it. Q-Tip under the Kamal the Abstract pseudonym. Actually one of my favourite tracks off that EP. Underrated track called Feeling. And it was this Sunday just gone, the story of Q-Tip was broadcast on our sister network BBC Radio 1 Extra. Now if you're not familiar with 1 Extra stories, then it happens every Sunday night after David Rodigan, and it's pretty much an audio documentary for 1 hour, and there's some amazing stuff that goes out in that slot. Of course, you can also check out Radio 1's stories as well. But this Sunday, it was all about Kamal the Abstract himself. Q-Tip, the absolute legend, founding member, of course, of A Tribe Called Quest. And pretty much the whole documentary was centered around one of the best interviews I've done in a long time that I really enjoyed on a personal level. You know, for me, certainly one of the best experiences. Amazing conversation. I think we were supposed to speak for like 90 minutes. It ended up being 3 hours. I spoke to Q-Tip a few weeks back, and we pretty much covered everything from block parties as a kid all the way through to the current day. And he revealed some crucial brand new information about his new LP, The Last Zulu, as well as the 25th anniversary Low End Theory release, which he's planning. All of that is in the doc and more, as well as contributions from legends like Pharrell, Nas and The Far Side, all talking about how Q-Tip has had such a big influence on them. So if you want to check that out, it's available for, well, a few more days until next Sunday on the iPlayer. Just go to the 1 Extra site and you'll find it. That's the story of Q-Tip presented by me, available on the iPlayer now. In the background, beats from You Know Who. Managed to get the full instrumentals digitally to pretty much every Tribe tune not too long ago. Essential aeroplane headphone music. In fact, wherever you are, music. Love this beat, always have done. God Lives Through. Listening to Benji B on BBC Radio 1. Late night Wednesday into Thursday. Still to come tonight, we have In 3 Records from 40DL. We have your shouts. We have our usual gig guide. We have our World Cup corner. And up next, we have something from longtime Q-Tip collaborator, Bussa Bus.
I'm sorry, Usher. I couldn't wait. See, I'm the nicest phone can ever touch a microphone. I'm about to do it. Like when the guards used to have to go to the rally and build on today's math and show and prove it. Despite the physicians already know I'm the greatest in the front, knowing I already knew it. No matter how many times they try and let them know that they already lost and only blew it. I know how she want it and she can't stop till she get a chance to touch it. Touch it. Again. I know how she need it and she can't take the pressure when I come.
Oh shit!
Alright. You see the devil is alive. Yeah. He said I wasn't gonna squirt in your eye. Yeah. And then no matter how hard you try, yeah. I know
can't take it, baby.
On the ass is where your eyes could be. It's your mind when you put your hands where my eyes could see. A classic shit that only I can step on.
Can't believe the thing you're nicer than me. Everybody know that I'm the god they agree. She kiss alongside of it even when I gotta pee. See the improper shit, yeah, she got a pair of feet. She gotta rep it proper when standing them next to me, the best.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, 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 don't nobody kiss it like you,
don't nobody kiss it like you.
This girl, she my hero, get the Nero, Euros, pesos, price and yen.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
I told her, the devil is a lie.
Them other girls can't compete with mine.
You do it so good, you fuck my mind.
You pull it out, then you open by.
You make me want to tap out every time.
Them pretty lips leave me so inspired.
I think I got a winner, could be a keeper. Cause she's such a good
kisser.
Shorty put her lips all up on it and she kissing and she's saying so amazing, so amazing.
Show me.
It's like a blessing to have them all in the line. It's like a military, they patiently wait,
patiently wait,
patiently wait. Most of them are scared to put me on their record cause they know that when they do it, I'ma kill them, baby. And yes, they know that it's the God for the record and I'm embarrassed when I'm finished with them, so crazy.
And now that you didn't see this shit coming with the bringing Busta Rhymes and Usher,
and I got him, and I got him.
Then Mark Pitts called me and he said, then I spit another milestone for the culture.
That's right.
You see, the devil is a lie.
Yeah.
He said I wasn't gonna touch the sky. Kiss a girl till your mouth is dry. You know I'm so serious, baby.
Better give me your mind respect.
All the jack.
To get this shit, I got you. Niggas need my connect. And when she put her lips upon me, her mouth is wet. A good.
Got to say what's up to James Follett in Newquay, Elise Cara Christie, Tom Scrutt. Sorry, Tom. Tom Truscott in Vancouver, David Osorio and Bilbao, Trish Jackson, Marcel Vogel, Jade Greaves, William Pawani in Santa Cruz, California.
I've been around the world, I've kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true.
Now, the Beat of the Week award. I think of all the new stuff that I listened to this week, might have to go to a track from the brand new album by, yeah, 50 Cent. That's right.
D-Lo, we know, I'm 7 or 11, I'm a winner.
Track called You Know, produced by Soul Professor, says it.
You know, I will let it pop. Run if you want, I will make it hot. You think you're ill, but you're not. You will need a tombstone, you will need a plot.
Turn it up.
My people in the paint through my peripheral. Boy, if I leave this club back to the car, I got some shit for you. One party, we could paint the town red. Some bottles ain't shit to me, and got bread. I'm big money, big business, I love it. Put the bad with big air in the budget, I'm the boss. So you know shit going how it got to go. I don't wanna talk tonight, I might just bot up. My pleasure principle, spend no expense. First I'm happy, then she could pay the rent. It's nothing to a when he up, but when they down, I bet you he won't give up the buck. Flip and catch your attitude like, what the you want from a nigga? I ain't up a nigga high. Look girl, you know you sitting on a gold mine. With the mother think you so fine. I will let it pop, front if you want to. I will make it hot. You think you're ill, but you're not. You will need a tombstone, you will need a plot.
Yeah.
I will let it pop. Run if you want, I will make it hot.
No.
You think you're ill, but you're not. You will need a tombstone, you will need a plot.
Yeah.
My flow hotter than that gun after that clip. Done don't care about the set you claim. What the gang bang? I hang around with hustlers and hoodlums. That party get the poppin', then we beepin', then we shootin'. Let's party like it's 1999. Flat top, just silly, the swag going back in time. I got it locked, they can't ignore it. Man, nigga, on some bullshit, I'm all for it. Heron Dawn, 760 leaning. Phone clean, spinning, scheming, trying to hit a late. The victim thinking, damn, why me? I'm thinking, why these never try me? Maybe they feel a vibe, they know what you lie. I let it off, inside, outside. The club rocking, it's on the night. Them bottles popping, we unite. I will let it pop, run if you want to. I will make it hot.
No.
You think you're ill, but you're not. You will need a tombstone, you will need a plot.
No.
I will let it pop, run if you want to. I will make it hot.
No.
You think you're ill, but you're not. You will need a tombstone, you will need a plot.
Yeah.
They should let that beat right out for. They should let that beat ride out for much longer than that.
Both being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100 real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth. My actions being louder than my words. I can how you soul, I been still sold on the earth. Won't do it, we can do it on the turf. Morgan. Oh Lord. I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the pistons I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keep scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. The shit I'm off, lay up. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Hey, who the f is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah, really with the shits. I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Oh, fuck all that Drake, you gotta chill shit. I be on my little mouse drill shit. Fuck, oh, fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers pay my bill shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico basement, putting working on the phones. Either that or drive the money mark to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch that shit, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my oh Lord, got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we could really get it, we could go for it. I'm just here for the bucks and the billies. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit, they like, go for us. Run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean, y'all already wrote for us. Damn, what's one more quote for us? Oh Lord, who else sounded like this? They ain't made me what I am, they just found me like this. I was ready, that I've been ready. Since my dad used to tell me he would come into the house to get me. He ain't show up. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you, Zay, do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, real quick. Real quick, real quick. Cause 0 to 100, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, real quick. Real quick, real quick, quick.
Whole squad on that real shit.
Whole squad on that real shit. Yeah. The other night, Lavish Lee told me that I'm all these people listen to. She said they love me unconditional. Imagine how I feel to watch another nigga at the top. You know that if you wasn't you, you would be dissing you, dog.
Damn, okay, from that perspective, I see what you're talking about. No way to soften that. Cause me, I was trying to find out where I lost him at. But maybe I ain't lose him at all. Maybe I keep moving forward and they're just stagnant. They ain't moving at all. But when they need a favor, who do they call? Maybe I'm searching for the problems, asking what was said and who was involved. Too focused on people's feedback and proving them wrong. They say the shoe can always fit no matter who for this song. These days feel like I'm squeezing in them. Whoever won before just wasn't thinking big enough. I'm about to leave him with him. Cause if I run the game in these, man, the seams are splitting. No pun intended, but they smelling defeat in the air. Headed where nobody took it, who meeting me there? They tell him that he talking crazy, but he doesn't care. Being humble don't work as well as being aware. Listen up, boy, you better off eavesdropping. We already got spring 2015 popping. P&D dropping, reps up, Pete dropping. Magic Jordan dropping, OB dropping, not to mention me dropping. Feel like we paid the refs off, man, we fixed the game. Me and Noel been at it before Twitter names. Yeah, been on the move like the lease is up. And I can't even name one person that's keeping up. Damn, I was in the past tense. Ask yourself, how do we match up now? Cause I'm only 27 and I'm only getting better. If I haven't passed you yet, watch me catch up now, for real.
Could it be the way life will catch up?
To 100 real quick. Before this one, music from 50 Cent from his brand new LP. I love that beat. Gotta say shout out to Jordan Codd in Melbourne, Rob Graham, Tom Melga in Sydney, everyone coming through on Facebook and the email tonight. It's benjib@bbc.co.uk if you want to add to the shout out pile. Dedications, it's always good to hear from you. We're here till 4. Benji B, BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra simultaneous. And from September, I'm happy to announce we will have 3 hours instead of 2.
You know you're making me mad. You look at me so, kinda making me scared. Throw me those eyes of scarlet. And when I pass by, you got nothing to say, not even a. Ooh, and it breaks my heart like cracks in a picture glass. We capture some moments. Now I don't recognize you. Did you lose your playful mood? This attitude.
for this LP right now from Little Dragon. Respin for this track called Mirror. One of my favourite sort of four or five tracks on the record for sure. Some music from this album for a while now. It's from Sohn. Album is called Tremors. He's really come through on this record for sure. A track in the background called Lessons.
Don't hesitate to let me know.
That's a new LP forthcoming on Stone's Throw from a new group called Mind Design. At least that's what I'm interpreting it, but there's no vowels. Mundzen. Mundzen. Who started that? Who started that trend? Was it Subtract? Was he the first?
No, it was Huffmungo.
Huffmungo, of course. It was Huffmungo, that's right. 100%.
Oh, wow.
What's wrong with vowels, man? This one out to Carol Vorderman.
Foot hard down on the gasoline. Everybody here knows what I mean. I'm burning out just the way I should. Oh my, there's a top and a bottom line. Send me a vision besides hard living. All the world's a show. Dressed up, looking for a place to go. Full of yes, a head full of I don't know, and a whole lot of seed to sow. Boy, get off the pyre, a star's just something on fire. While the wolves wait in the wings, looking to sell me a better dream. Girl, you look like a short thing. Turns out the queen ain't really queen. Just like the cream ain't really cream. No, no.
5 to 3, it's Radio 1. If you just joined us, it's Benji B looking after you until 4. Just heard music from Electric Wire Hustle from New Zealand. A track called Bottom Line. Their brand new project finally going to see the light of day. Got to say massive shout to Goldie tonight. Congratulations on an absolutely incredible performance this Saturday night just gone, featuring the Heritage Orchestra, full rendition. I think it was like 40 something piece orchestra and live drums doing Timeless, the classic LP, in the Royal Festival Hall in London. And congratulations to James Lavelle on an amazing Meltdown Festival. I managed to catch ESG that night as well. Heroes for sure, and was lucky enough to be part of a panel that afternoon with Renee from ESG. Totally fanboyed out and got her to sign all my ESG vinyl, or all the vinyl that I could find. 12 inches like Dance and Moody, UFO, of course the album Come Away with ESG featuring that track Parking Lot Blues. So good to see him live, just raw music. Three Sisters, bass, percussion, vocals, and of course guitar. And they had a new drummer I hadn't seen before. Salute ESG, the legendary. And I was asking Renee about when we were playing UFO. I took the record in, they had a turntable, so I played it during the sort of lecture panel thing. Shout out to Nihal from Radio 1 who hosted it. And, you know, I was saying about how the first time I actually found that record after all those years of hearing it on mixtapes and everything, I thought I'd found the wrong pressing or the wrong tune, because it's actually, like, played at a different speed to how I'd heard it played for all those years. And sort of pre-internet looking for records, you know, you don't have the track name or whatever. So, you know, it's been used and you know it's been cut up. And I used to always hear DJs playing that at like 33 RPM plus 4 or something, instead of like 45. So when I finally heard the original tune, which is cut at 45, I was sort of a bit freaked out. I asked her what she thought about DJs sort of reappropriating the music at a different speed, because obviously like ESG are kind of disco dance floor type band that make dance music pretty much. And you know, ESG UFO slowed down like that is obviously like big in the hip hop world. So she was like, she loves it and she loves how people put their own creative spin on it and they actually perform it at that speed in their show, which I then saw later that night. So sort of amazing to think about how DJ culture can make the musicians reinterpret the original tunes. Makes me think of Bug in the Bass Bin as well. Shout out to Fabio and Groove Rider. Fabio especially, who I used to hear play Bug in the Bass Bin by Carl Craig in his own orchestra at 45 in drum and bass clubs. 33 RPM versus 45. Anyway, enough rambling for me. Sorry about that. Forgot where I was for a minute. It's only national radio, it's cool. 3 a.m. BBC Radio 1, music in the background from 40DL. He is our special guest in 3 records. That's two tracks back to back from the brand new album forthcoming on Ninja Tune from 40DL. You heard some jazz-ish, and this one is called Rolling. Up next, the feature where we invite some of our favourite guests, producers, DJs, MCs, singers, vocalists, to select In 3 Records, and 40DL steps up next.
First track is Hot Music by Pal Joey, or his other name, Soho. And I chose this track because when I'm away from New York, I put this on and I feel like I'm right back there. It's just a timeless piece that I still hear bumping out of cars as they drive by, almost on a daily basis, all over the place.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
listening to Benji B on Radio 1 and 1 Extra, and this is Faulty DL and 3 Records. The second track is GZA's Cold World, but the RZA remix with D'Angelo on the chorus and the intro. It's like this mid-90s massive crossover hit that could have been, I don't think it was, but I think D'Angelo's falsetto somehow is like the most masculine thing I've ever heard, in a sense. Just his power and the sexuality that comes out of that guy's voice is amazing.
Baby's diamonds crying, bones getting locked, shins deep on the block, you got me locked down in this cold, cold world. Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
It was the night before New Year's, and all through the projects, not a handgun was silent, not even a tech. Outsiders were stuck by enemies who put fear and blasted on the spot before the pigs were dead. You know, hoods, robbers, snipers, new in sight. Uncle and white, they escaped before them flashed like up with lights. Gunshots shatter first floor window panes. Shells hit the ground and blood stained the dice game. Weather broke calisthenic, any style you said it. Beats you ruthless, physically cut up like gooses. But with iron on the side, thugs took no excuses. Therefore, your 52 hand blocks is useless. Links were snatched off necks, scars on throats. Jackets took after bullet rips through coats. Against those who felt the cold from the steel, made them fold and squeal. Once the metal hit the temple of his grill. Construction worker who was caught for his bomber. No time to swing the hammer that was hanging from his farmers. In his bug, how some niggas kept slugs and pockets dug from everything except check stubs. And it does sound ill like wars in Brownsville or fatal robberies in Red Hook with feds look for fugitives. The cop, niggas laying on rooftops for his cream. He stashed in a shoebox, but he was hot and the strip was filled with young killers you don't suspect. So cops creep like caterpillars and born thieves. They hooded with extra bullets. Those who try to flee, they hit the murder rate, increase the murder rate. Similar to hitmen who pull out texts and then drop those crack like cock holes from Mexican. Rapid like recipients casting checks again. Back to the motherfucking spot on Lexington.
Covers ease up in Grand Prix and seize packages and pocket the currency. Clicks control strips, full clips of spray. Yellow tape barricades, sidewalks with bodies laid. Madness strikes at 12 o'clock midnight. Stick up kids on the crowd, rope the staircase light. And I stays harassed, scrambling for petty cash. Zakes on my ass, young bucks is learning fast. 357s and 44s, brought inside corner stores, provide sparks for wars. Hospital floor surrounded by the law. Homicide questioning while it takes guard the door. My hood stay tense, loyalty puts strength in my team. Cause it can make a concern is cream. Something is against that black Gallant. Set up the Chinese restaurant for the kid named Lamont. I thought he was dead, but instead, he missed a kid and hit a 12-year-old girl in the head and then fled. Tactical narcotic task force, back off fast. Cause the crime boss is passing off cash. Extortion forces the streets, causes beat. Having followers of Indians trying to play cheap. You witness the saga, casualties and drama. Life is a script, I'm not an actor, but the author of a modern day opera. We're the main character, it's presidential papers, the dominant factor.
Baby, diamonds crying, bones getting locked. Shins deep on the block, you got me locked down. Baby, runs from the cops, busting up shots. Shins deep on the block, you got me locked down.
My third track is Opening by Philip Glass. Obviously, a different part of the New York music scene than what I come from, but it was just hugely inspirational as a kid. And when I write melodies and dance music, I think of Glass a lot, because he wrote these amazing loops, essentially, for about 20 minutes. Sort of the DJ premiere of classical music.
Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do.
Radio 1 and 1XTRA.
Thanks to 40DL, this week's guest selector on In3 Records. And that's his third selection from Philip Glass. Three tunes from him tonight, Pal Joey, The Jizzer, and Philip Glass. In3 Records is a feature that, when did we start that, a year ago? Yeah, something like that, a bit more than that. And it's proved very popular. Guest selectors come on and try and describe themselves musically in three records. Waking up tune, end of night tune, traveling tune, inspiration tune. They pick the categories and we just play the tunes. Tonight's guest selector was 40DL. and he has a brand new record lined up for Ninja Tune. LP is called In the Wild. You had two tracks prior to that feature. You listen to Benji B on BBC Radio 1 late night. Still to come, we got World Cup Corner with dancehall DJ Robbo Ranks. And in the background, more music from the album by Sully, Key Sound Recordings. Say shout to everyone that got involved with me on Twitter, suggesting and selecting tunes for the gig that I did last Friday. I sort of put it out there casually a little while back, sort of asking for suggestions of what would make good arrangements for the strings gig, like for the new stuff. People came through with some great ones, I've got to say. Some really good suggestions on there. We did loads of new stuff, including a couple of classics like Ghetto Coyote. I've got to say shout out to Toddler T. Inspired selection. I got the parts from Mike Skinner. Played just the beats and the strings did this. Epic. Respect. UK classic from the streets. Turn the page.
That's it, turn the page on the day, walk away. Cause there's sense in what I say. I'm 45th generation Roman, but I don't know or care when I'm spitting. So return to your sitting position and listen, it's fitting. And I'm miles ahead and they chase me. Show your face on TV, then we'll see. You can't do half, my crew laughs at your rhubarb and custard verses. You rain down curses, but I'm waving your hearses driving by. Streets riding high with the beats in the sky. All stare, eyes glazed, garage burned down, the fire raged. For 40 days and in 40 ways. But through the blaze they see it fade. The sea of black, the beaming heat on their faces. Then a figure emerges from the wastage. Eyes transfixed with a piercing gaze. One hand clutching his sword, raised to the sky. They wonder how, they wonder why. The sky turns white, it all becomes clear. They felt lifted from their fears. They shed tears in the light after six dark years. Young bold soldiers, the fire burns, cracks and smoulders. 5 years older and wiser, the fires are burning on fire. Never tire, slay warriors in the forest and on higher. We sing, hear the strings rising. The war's over, the bells ring. Memories fading, soldiers slaying. Looks like geezers raving. The hazy fog over the ball ring. The lazy ways the birds sing. A new baby's born every day. Few men may be scorned today, but look at things the other way, cause it may well be your final day. And then the crowds roar, they slay, they all say, I produce this using only my bare wit. Give me a jungle, a garage beat, and admit defeat. Use war and past injuries, my metaphor is simile. Get all applications into me before the deadline, cause it's a fine line between strife for crimes and a life for crime. But you will reach the day, and it's all mine. You can take it or leave it. I shake and reveal stage tricks like Jimi Hendrix. In the afterlife, gladiators meet their maker. Float through the wheat fields and lakes of blue water to the next life from the fortress. Away from the knives and slaughter to their wives and daughters. Once more before the Lord judges over all of us. It's in this place you'll see me. Brace yourself, cause this goes deep. I'll show you the secrets of the sky and the birds. Actions speak louder than words. Stand by me, my apprentice. Be brave. Clench fists.
Radio 1. You're listening to Benji B.
Benji B on Radio 1, just running a triplet of tunes from my gig last Friday. Tracks I pulled out for new arrangements with the strings. If you're a regular or long-time listener to this show, you might remember we did a live session at Maida Vale featuring 16 strings. Well, I sort of did a concert version of that at the South Bank in London this Friday just gone. Shout out to Virgil, shout out to Sam, Visual Inspiration, big up Pete. Lighting on point, Grant Windsor on the arrangements, and this one sounded epic. We did The Streets, as I said, and up next, Travis Scott, which got the full string arrangement. Sounded nuts. Possibly my favourite tune by Bodica, personally speaking. Love this one. Time to bring it out once again. You tell me. Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
We'll be right back.
You heard a triplet of tunes inspired by Meltdown last Friday night. Thanks to everyone that contributed on the strings tip. And in the background, music from Bok Bok. We actually did Silo Pass. This one taken from his brand new LP, not LP, excuse me, sorry, EP on Night Slugs. And shout out to everyone that made it to the Night Slugs session at Oval Space this weekend just gone. Unfortunately, I was working that night. Could not make it down, but I heard it was a heavyweight session. Shout out to Souchon, aka Bok Bok. And if you're looking for things to do this weekend, Saturday night looks like this. Dr. Niku is at Oslo in Hackney in the capital. Floating Points is at Plastic People all night long. Mosca and Just Said are at the Lightbox. Kutma and Moore at Dalston Roof Park. Dalston Roof Park. And Optimo and the Two Bears play all night at XOYO. Elsewhere, Maya Jane Coles and more at Shine in Belfast. Metalheads present Goldie, Doc Scott, Randall and more at Amp in Tunbridge. Sven Weissman at the Mash House in Edinburgh. Leon Vinehall plays La Cheetah Club in Glasgow. Got a new tune from him to play tonight. And he will be our next guest in Three Records, I believe, very soon. Not next week, but the week after. Still to come tonight, we have World Cup Corner with Robbo Ranks. Digo got the 2-1 prediction last week. On the nose. I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I'd go and see Digo Ranks for future advice. Brand new music from Leon Vinehall himself. This is The Place. We'll be right back. heard my show last week, no doubt you heard me rambling on about the World Cup. Well, a lot has happened since then. Digo got the prediction right. 2-1. What happens at this time of night? 2-4 is my show. 2-1 was the score. Uruguay, England. And the less said about England, the better. But we do have the return of this week's World Cup Corner. The part in the show where we phone a music head, a friend of the show, whose football knowledge we rate highly. And this week, I'm going to be calling up my good friend and colleague, Mr. Robbo Ranks. Now, I used to follow Robbo Ranks every week on a Thursday. And it is no exaggeration to say that Robbo hips me first, educates me first on all the latest music out of Jamaica. Check out his dancehall show every Thursday night on One Extra at 10 p.m. And he joins me on the phone next for this week's World Cup Corner.
Radio 1 and One Extra.
Benji B.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are now officially back in that part of the program we call World Cup Corner. Once a week throughout the world's greatest tournament, we'll be speaking to some of my musical friends to get their unique insight into the World Cup. And tonight on the phone, I am joined by the one they call, please give thanks, the legend, Robbo Ranks.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy, it's Robbo Ranks. Robbo Ranks!
What's good, man?
I'm good, man. How are you doing? All right?
I'm trying to keep my eyes on the football and keep my eyes on the music. Very hard to do, but it's been one of those World Cups that, I don't know, every single match, every single game, apart from Uncle Woody's games, every single game's been a thriller.
Yeah, absolutely. Crazy.
It's been good. It's been really, really good.
So,
right up there.
You are our second guest caller on World Cup Corner. Last week we had Digo, who kind of amazingly predicted precisely that England would lose 2-1 to Uruguay with Suarez scoring both goals.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean,
I couldn't have called that one.
What can we say about that? Spain, Italy, and of course England out.
It looks like this tournament, as it was predicted by the specialists, they said that the European teams would struggle. We have to wait and see, but I don't know.
Tell me about your favourite player so far in the World Cup. Who gets your vote?
Definitely a toss-up between Neymar and Messi, because just the two flashes of brilliance from Messi, he's the player that can do that in every single game. Neymar, alongside Messi, the entertainment value. I love the entertainment value with Neymar, but I just can't tell who's going to actually bring the bacon home, because those two players are, they can do it at any given moment. And I know I sound boring, but it's going to be contested between Argentina and Brazil. And the big players in this tournament are not just playing for their country, they're playing for football fans.
No question.
And that's why Robbins has come to the party, even that flash of brilliance from Ronaldo, Messi and Neymar. That's why I believe the big players are going to be there or thereabouts right up until the very end.
Now, onto the more serious stuff. Let's talk about haircuts for a minute, because last week, Digo took such issue with certain haircuts. You know, we needed to get your perspective on the best and worst of World Cup haircuts.
Nah, listen, Ghana is taking the biscuit. Listen, no disrespect to any of my boys, the Black Star. Go and check a barber. Go and get a trim, man. There's Asamo Zhang with a haircut, and one side he's got his squad number, and on the other side he's got his credit card number. Imagine, come on, man. We don't get it. We don't understand. Sort your hair out, man. Sort it out. And I'll tell you another thing. I saw a kid today, and he had the Ronaldo Zorro So these guys, these kids are actually mesmerized by these football guys. I saw a kid coming out of the barbershop today with the Zorro.
Wow.
But I, Robbo Ranks, will not be doing a Black Star haircut. No thanks.
When was the last time the Reggae Boys were in the World Cup?
Oh, man, don't talk about the Reggae Boys. They was in the last time the World Cup was up, 1998.
Yeah, but they did bring vibes, though.
Well, do you know what? Scotland bring vibes, but they're just crap. Scotland bring vibes. Reggae Boys, but they're just crap. They just, you know, it's not about that now. And do you know what, Benji, another thing, I think people spend a lot of money to go to this World Cup now. So this, you know, running around in kilts and jerk chicken and red stripe bit, it ain't going to work. You've got to bring football to the party. So no disrespect, Reggae Boys, I love you, but loud jerk chicken. Let's get on with the football.
Right, okay, so what we did last week was we asked Digo to predict the outcome of the Uruguay-England game.
Okay, so you're going to ask me about a prediction for a game. Watch out for the Brazil-Chile. That will be the decider. That's going to be the one that decides, because Chile are not going to let them sleep. If Brazil manage Chile, and I'm sorry, I hold my hands up, I think it's going to be a Brazil straight into the final. I think that's the game. And I think Brazil's going to do them 2-0.
Robbo Ranks, when can we hear you on the radio?
I'll be on the radio Thursday night, son. 10 till 1. Dancehall forever. Dancehall respect to the world.
And what record are we going to play for Neymar and Messi tonight, selected by you?
You know what? There was a rhythm called Buckout. They go, Buckout. They've redone that rhythm. They've called a rhythm Guan Ban. There's a Wicked Elephant Man tune on it called Spin. You need to check that tune out, man.
Respect, Robbo. Thanks for being on World Cup Corner this week.
Respect, bro.
Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Peace.
And you, bless, bro.
Yo, DJ Frost, me need something to spin. Nobody now have nothing to spin. Yo, give me something to spin. Spin, 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 spin. They call it rock. Something. Spin, everybody spin. Now it is a catchy dance, catchy dance, dance. New dance, too popular dance, you be dance, dance. Video one over your head, watch the dance, dance. New dance, too popular dance, you be dance, dance. Dance, you dance, the popular dance, you be dance, dance. Jamaica, America, London and France. They my dance, the popular dance, they my dance. Alright, from the popular to the popular. Give my opinion, everybody to the popular. This is ting dang, I mix it and the sliver together. And let the devil know, say, oh, watching the regular. We have the dancer like a gig spinning. Popular pan the acapella or pan the rhythm. Chino can do the dance. Then God go with him all world. But a popular as well, me the prison. Now it is a ticket to dance, watch it dance. Dance, new dance, to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Yeah. Video one over your head, watch the dance, dance. New dance, to popular dance, you be dance, dance. It's easy to catch it dance, watch it dance, dance. Come new on. Dance, to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Yeah. Jamaica, America, London, and France. They my dance, the popular dance, they my dance, dance. Popular from you know, say you know, sleep on a fella. Make up the tough round, a Sherlock and Don Adela. Energy got find the new dance, this a the Shella. Look how we tap, keep on them, I'm at Michelle. Spin your one over your head like bicycle gorilla. But make sure a good cologne your arms smaller. Popular in a the rain man, fling where umbrella. From the supervisor, them in a the back long to the teller. Say it easy to catch it dance, watch it dance, dance. New dance to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Spin your one over your head, watch the dance, dance. New dance to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Easy to catch it dance, watch it dance, dance. New dance to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Jamaica, America, London and France. They my dance to popular dance, they my dance, dance. Spin, spin, spin. Spin, spin, they call the rock. Spin, something. Spin, spin, everybody spin. Now it is easy to catch it dance, watch it dance, dance. New dance to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Video one over your head, watch the dance, dance. New dance to popular dance, you be dance, dance. It's easy to catch it dance, watch it dance, dance. New dance to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Jamaica, America, London and France. They my dance to popular dance, they my dance, dance. Alright, from the popular. Give my opinion, everybody to the popular. This is ting dang, I mix it and the fever together. And then the devil knows that I want to know what you are. We have the dancer like a gig spinning. Popular and the acapella are from the wicked. Chino can do the dance. Then God go with him as well. But a popular as well in a prison. Now it is easy to catch you dance, watch it dance, dance. New dance to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Yeah. Video one over your head, watch the dance, dance. New dance to popular dance, you be dance, dance. Dance, dance, you dance, the popular dance, you be dance, dance. Jamaica, America.
My thanks to Robbo Ranks once again. This week's World Cup Corner on BBC Radio 1 with me, Benji B. If you're regular to this show, you know I'm enjoying this chance to talk about football on national radio. And this week, the perspective of Robbo Ranks. Don't forget to check him out every Thursday night on One Extra, the dancehall show, 10 p.m. And this is selection for me. He knows me so well. I was on air after him for many years, and he always used to pull out those tunes that he knew I'd be feeling. This one, the Guam Bad rhythm. And you heard Elephant Man as selected by Robbo Ranks. World Cup Corner returns next week. And we are almost out of time. So it's a big weekend this weekend. If you hadn't noticed, it's that time again. It always comes around so quick. And the World Cup took our eye off everything. Suddenly it's Wimbledon week, and that means right in the middle is the most famous festival in the world. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Glastonbury time. This weekend, Worthy Farm, Somerset, near Castle Carey, near the Glastonbury Tour. And if you've never done the drive past Stonehenge into the madness, done the queue, come rain or shine, tried to set up a tent in the dark, got lost, tripped over, ended up in the wrong part of the field, missed everyone that you intended to go and see, and still had an amazing time, then you haven't been to Glastonbury. But fear not, if you don't like crowds, you don't want to experience the mud, you can't face it, you're not sure about the weather, or you simply just didn't manage to get a ticket, we have you covered. Because when it's Glastonbury weekend, it means the BBC has some of the best music coverage, both on television and radio, of the whole year. And that is definitely true this weekend. And on our side of things on Radio 1, 7 p.m. on Friday night, check out Pete Tong and Annie Mack live from the BBC Introducing Stage with Jamie XX, Toddler T, Friction, Eats Everything and more. And later that night, there's an extended live essential mix featuring our friends Jack Master and One Man, amongst others. Also representing down there will be Shawnee B, Charlie Sloth, Mr. Jam, and you just heard him, Robbo Ranks. And there's plenty more online as well. Watch the live streams, the clips, the highlights, plus a special Glastonbury playlist on the Glastonbury website. There's always a mini site. And of course, it'll be on your TV as well. Red button choices. All the matches of the World Cup. All the concerts at Glastonbury. It's going to be a very, very, very busy weekend. This has been Benji B on BBC Radio 1 saying thank you for listening as always. Stay tuned, Early Breakfast steps up next. Gemma Kearney at the controls. Over on our sister network, One Extra, chance to hear my show from last week, featuring a mix from Seven Davis Jr. Until such time, take care.
But nah, that's not me. Can't be a waste man, that's not me. Living at mumsies, that's not me. Then when I come see, that's not me. Nah, that's not me. In need of a handout, that's not me. I'm not holding my hand out, that's not me. There's a lady thing, nah, that's not me. Talk to the boy, them, that's not me. Informer, that's not me. Spill the beans, nah, that's not me. Whiskey and cheese, nah, that's not me. Having a bubble, that's not me. What you thought it was double, that's not me. Then when I'm silent, that's not me. Then when I'm swagger, that's not me.
him. Look quite similar, thought I was him. That guy there had a box like man. Them man truly thought I was him. Girls wanna go out to a rave, take a picture and get likes, who thought I was him. None of them operations that I had held me back, but he thought I was him. Did I have a box on my head? Did I have a box on my head to the year 06? Guy tried it on me, I don't know why. Till I start dishing out chops and kicks in your ass. Start throwing rocks and bricks, make man take off his socks and kicks. Better know that's not me, it's an act up, getting your box off clean.
No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me.
Walk in the room, spray what I like. See on the wing, that's not hype. I was a stereo without the type. Must be after a strike. I said, that's not right. Hungry monkeys about to shit. Yeah. Skin colour all high. Covered in armour, must be a knight. Trust any girl, not even a slight. Trust any girl, not even an inch. Someone like Soul, and I took a whole lot more than a pinch. Wow, I'm from the famous bits. Might come across 2-3 hypocrites. Girls are in shorts, even in splits. Real life stories, that's not me. President T transmits.
I always have problems with doors that cause I hate wearing jeans. I only came to the rave to grab 2 gallons and be 116. Bouncer asked me for ID, looked straight in my face, said that's not me. I was like, fall back my G, man, and with Skepta and Jeremy, man, I'm serious, what you mean? Everybody knows me, out chat, so I don't need no ID, out chat. Invasion alert, make P out chat. Rephrase that, we take the P out chat. Nobody even wants you to be out chat. I'm looting special to MC out chat. Man, I roll VIP out chat, so why is he trying to act off?